Charlotte, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to everyone.
I'm Charlotte Dobson. I'm married to Chris. I'm a teacher of the deaf. I work with deaf children in a mainstream school, supporting them and teaching them through sign language, really. That's a bit about me.
And you've recently got a new dog, is that right? Is that right? Which was Chris's idea, is that right? Mutual, okay. Well, Charlotte, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's been happening? You a number of months ago were prayed for at church about the whole area of fear. So how did fear affect your life up until that point? What was going on with you for that?
Okay. I've really struggled with fear right the way through my life. I even remember, you know, as a child, I used to really love gymnastics, but whenever it came to the gymnastics competitions, I'd be sick the night before, and I'd just be so fearful that sometimes I'd have to be withdrawn from the competition right at the last minute because I just couldn't do it. I was just so gripped by it. And it's just kind of, as I allowed the fear to just take hold in my life, it just kind of got bigger and grew. And I found myself in situations where I'd go along to church and I'd really struggle to socialise when it was time to have teas and coffees, and I'd hide in the toilet because I just couldn't face. I was so fearful of like speaking to people I didn't know, or you know, people I did know. So you know, it was a real problem. And I'd find if there was something going on at work, and I've got quite a stressful job, and I'd find if there were things that were, you know, really stressful, I'd just lose my peace, and I just wouldn't be able to sleep, and the fear would just grip me so badly that I'd be lying awake all night, and I just would go round and round in my mind, and I just felt like I was being strangled by it, really.
So it had a pretty dramatic effect on your life, and I imagine many people in our society struggle from this whole area, but probably never do anything about it. They think, well, what can you do about it? You just live with it, don't you? But you did something about it, so why don't you just say what happened next?
Well, I was really fearful of what people would think of me as well. I had a real concern about my self-image, and you know, growing up I struggled with anorexia because of that, and I was just so concerned. And I just got to a point where at church I felt that I was just really restricted in moving forward in worship and in praising God and just being who I was and stepping into the things that I felt God had for me and being the person that I felt I was inside. I didn't feel like I could express that, and I just got to the point I was like, this, I can't cope with this anymore. It's just really got to the point where I just was desperate. So I kind of ran up to the front on one Sunday evening, because I went to church knowing that I just had enough and I needed prayer for this, and I went up to the front and was just prayed for it, and I just felt in that instant, I felt just I felt kind of as though these chains had just been taken off me. I just felt God had just released me from the fear, and I just felt the presence of God come upon me in an amazing way, and I just felt confidence just well up inside me, and it was kind of a totally different person. I just felt so different. I mean, I would never have stood up in front of everybody like this and said anything, and things have been so different since then. I've just felt like I've just been able to be the person that I felt like I was. I haven't really been gripped by it anymore, and I've stepped forward in doing things that I feel that I've been called to do. So yeah, that's about it, really.